This shir is being said for a refuah shleima for Chaya Nasya Bas Eliza Shulamis. Welcome to Shir 14, where we're going to continue discussing how changing one's location impacts your bracha. There's an opinion that says that a change of location only applies by two separate eating sessions, and therefore any change in location between the first and second eating sessions would automatically require a new bracha for the second eating session. However, if there is no separation, then there's no issue of shinui makom, and we look at it as one eating session. So the question is, what do we call one eating session? So there are three categories. The first is a legitimate one eating session defined by chewing your food as you go from one place to another. So let's say chewing on gum, sucking on a candy. So you would never make a new bracha as we look at this as one eating session. The second situation is where you eat without pausing. So for example, the food is not constantly in your mouth, but as you're walking, you're eating. And this is a situation of doubt as to if we call this one eating session or not, and therefore it's proper to pause between eating, so you will for sure need a new bracha. And the third situation is when you are holding your food. So for example, you eat a little in your house, then you take it on the go. So this is not one eating session, and you will be obligated to recite a new bracha in the second location. A person who is traveling from house to house will not always need to make a new bracha, and this is going to depend on the kind of food that you're eating. So there are foods that obligate you to return to your original location for a bracha acharona, or to eat more in the second location. And there are other foods that do not obligate you to recite the bracha in your original location, and this will affect the halacha. If you eat something that does not require you to stay in your location for a bracha acharona, so as soon as you leave, it's as if you stopped eating, since there's no way to determine if you plan on going back to your original location or to eat more in a different location, since you can recite the bracha acharona anywhere without eating any more, and therefore this is a shinui makom. However, on items that require you to say the bracha acharona in its location, so when you leave your location, your bracha is not canceled, since now it's obvious that you're going to eat more in the second location so you can recite a bracha acharona, or you must go back to your first location to make your bracha acharona, it's as if you never left. So in summary, if you eat an item that does not require you to say a bracha acharona in your location, this is a shinui makom. But if it does require you to stay in your location, it's not a change of location. On those items that require you to stay in your location or to return to your location, so if you eat less than a kezias, this entire halacha doesn't apply. And when you change locations, you're going to need to make a new bracha. So just to give an example, let's say you made a mezonos on a pretzel and you ate one pretzel, right? So it's definitely a small pretzel. You had less than a kezias. You go outside, you decide, oh, I want to eat more. You need to make a new bracha on that next pretzel because you never had the amount that would require you to return to your location to make that bracha acharona. So your bracha is canceled. There is an argument over which foods require bracha acharona in their location. So some say this only applies to bread, while others say this applies to mezonos items that require al hamichya. Some say shivas haminim, and some even say wine. And since the rule is safek brachos lahakel, if you change location, even by shivas haminim, you would not make a new bracha, but lechachila, you should not leave your location. For these halachos, there's no distinction if you plan on returning to your original location or not. Anything that requires a bracha in its place would not necessitate a second bracha, and anything that does not require a bracha in its place would necessitate a new bracha. If one goes to a different location during a bread meal and you want to drink water or wine, or you want to eat any food that would be covered by benching, so for example, meat, fish, vegetables, even something which will require a new bracha rishona, such as fruit or wine, You will not need to make a bracha on these items in the second location, assuming that you already recited the bracha on the fruit or the wine. And the reason is that you must return to the first location to bench. And therefore, we look at this as if you're still in the middle of your meal. Now, all the halachos that we've discussed until now refer to a person eating alone or when you're in a group where everyone gets up to leave at the same time. But let's say you're eating in a group and now one person leaves or a few people leave, but others remain at the table, even just one person. So in this situation, the meal does not end. And when the person or the people return, a new bracha would not be recited. And this is a situation where you made a bracha that does not require you to return to your location, or even if you sat down with a group just to drink. So for example, you sit down to eat with your family and you're eating fish. Now, the reason I'm choosing fish is because it's a clear shahakal. Now, my friend comes over, I go outside to speak with the person who came over. So if you were eating alone in many situations, again, with all the halachos of shin and makom that we've discussed in the past, I would need to make a new bracha. But now that I'm eating with my family or with a group of friends, I can come back and finish my fish, finish my meal without reciting a new bracha. Now, this halacha is only true when I return to my location. However, let's say everyone gets up to go to a separate location. Although one person remains in the original place, whoever left will be required to recite a new bracha in the next location, subject to all the rules we discussed related to shinui makom. When you leave your location, aside from the questions related to shinui makom and the possibility that you might need to make a new bracha, we also need to be concerned that once you're in the new location, you're going to forget to recite a bracha acharona, or perhaps you'll wait too long and you won't be able to recite the bracha acharona anymore. And it's also improper to recite a bracha acharona before leaving, since you know that you will be returning to eat more, and this would be a bracha she'ina tzricha, an unnecessary bracha. So therefore, the poskim say one should not leave their location unless it's for a mitzvah, even during a bread meal. It is permissible to step out for a brief period if you intend to immediately come back, since in this case, you won't forget to recite the bracha achrona. If you know that you're going to leave for an extended period, it's proper to make a bracha achrona, and when you return, you'll make a new bracha. One who is invited to finish eating at a friend's house, which is commonly done, let's say, with sheva brachos, so we're not afraid that you're going to forget to recite Birchas HaMazon since you're going there with the intention to eat. However, you must make sure to eat some bread in the second location. Eating cake is not sufficient. Now, l'chachila, you should eat a kazayas of bread, but if you ate less, you could still recite Birchas HaMazon. Now, even though this is the halacha, the best practice is to bench before you leave your first location. However, if you washed with the intent to go to the second location, the second place is l'chachila in terms of going and reciting Birchas HaMazon. If you decide that you're done eating, even if you're not planning on going anywhere, you should immediately recite a bracha achrona, since you will forget to recite the bracha achrona. And this is karov levadai that you're going to forget. Unfortunately, this could happen very easily, so it's important to be careful with this halacha. If you go to daven in the middle of a bread meal, so this is not called a hefsek, and you do not recite a second bracha. However, if you go to shul, and then you want to eat bread when you come back, you need to wash your hands again without a bracha, since we're concerned that you did not properly guard your hands when you left your house. One who takes a nap, so this is what we call a shenas arai, in the middle of a meal, this is not a hefsek, and you do not need to wash again. Even if you slept for an hour, you don't need a new bracha, but you will need to wash your hands if you want bread. However, let's say you're very tired in the middle of your meal and you went to bed. So this is called a shenas keva, a set sleep period, and in this situation, you would need to recite a new bracha. So this concludes shir number 14.